Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Moody State. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing okay. I cannot complain. Time is moving super, super quick. Can you believe we're already in the second week of December? I mean, crazy. But hopefully you're doing good and gearing up for the festive season. I'm just looking forward to a few days off, honestly. If it's your first time joining us, welcome. You have another 166 episodes to catch up on, so you have your work cut out for you. And if you are back again, welcome back. Thanks for coming to the podcast and listening to these reviews. I really appreciate it. And if you want to help keep the lights on, then head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJWemoto and buy me a coffee or two or three. Otherwise, let's take it to Ghana.
The latest African album review is
my first exposure to Ghanaian British Afrobeats artist Yuji was on one of the biggest Afrobeats records ever made, and that's Dance For Me with Mr. Easy. And I think this song for both gents was like the one that really catapulted their careers. And Yuji has been one of the hardest working artists in the last couple of years, considering music drops especially. He hasn't missed a beat since the start of 2020 and has been consistently dabbling in different styles throughout his career and exploring his musical bounds if they exist. Yuji gives us a highly anticipated home run EP, which has 6 tracks, 6 collaborations, and 1 feature. I'm excited about this one. Let's review it. I know Yuji is versatile, but nothing would have prepared me for the drill vibe on Osu Freestyle with Medical, which is the first single off this EP that came out about a month ago, and also Show Me the Light with Ghanaian rapper J-Bud. The song is a prayer to walk in the light. You know when you know you're just a sinner and you make mistakes like everybody else, but you also know you crave goodness and just need that guidance. I mean, who can relate? I can relate. You can relate. We all can relate. There's something very Pop Smoke about Show Me the Light in general, especially the raspiness on the chorus, so thought I'd mention that. The guitar strums were an interesting addition as well to give the song a different texture. Track 2 switches the style completely with a faster paced boom 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 dedication to the ladies, you know what that means. And it brings me to the lead up to this EP, where Yuji has so far dropped 3 tracks with videos, and the latest drop is Show Me the Light with no visuals as yet. There's also a nice remix to the smash My Touch, which features the talents of Jamaican Skilly Bang. And My Touch was released last year. Absolute smash. Probably his biggest song in the last couple of years. The My Touch remix maintains the same beat and adds the Jamaican star Skilly Bang, like I said, and his distinct flow to it all. It gives it a different type of oomph, and I like that. And it opens it up to the Caribbean side of things. There are plenty My Touch remixes to go around, and I think this one will also give the song even longer legs. Anyway, I digress. Back to the song Bomb Bomb Bomb. It has some elements of Amapiano without really being that, and that leads me to the next tune, I Need a Boo with Kwame Eugene, and this one is for sure Amapiano. Call it Ghanaian Amapiano, and or is it Gamapiano? Never mind. And it dropped about 2 weeks ago with a video on UG's YouTube. Down is a song with songstress Effia Fee, which just feels like a continuation in the same direction as Yuji's single Forever from last year. The same vibes with Yuji flexing some smooth vocals, nyana. And Effia showed up as usual. And you know, when she comes through, her voice is angelic. It's amazing. Some interesting points to note about the Home Run EP, are that it focuses on Yuji collaborating with others rather than having them as features. All the songs have Yuji as the SI unit, and this is also reflected on the EP cover. Yuji is in the foreground and the rest of the team at the back, and they're at a baseball field. Makes sense, home run, get it, cool. I loved the visuals behind the single rollouts because it's the same concept of the EP cover, but Yuji together with the specific collaborator on the song that is being released. That's just amazing. What a fantastic concept for continuity. Honestly, loved that. So if you glance at the covers, you'll miss the detail and think they look the same, but nuance is a beautiful thing. For a 6-track EP, we get different types of energy, which is not easy to do, but what you will not do is box Yuji in. I know he's an Afrobeats artist, but he can just about do it all, from rapping, dancehall chanting, singing, whatever, man. Yuji got that. His timing for this versatility is also great because, like we saw with Mea Kun on Back in Office or Rema with a lot of his music, these artists are fluid when it comes to genre switches, and fans have embraced that. It's about damn time too. Yuji takes advantage of that as his sound constantly evolves to mimic what he is liking out there while testing his own artistry. But I think in general, most of his hits are in the Afrobeats dance type realm anyway. Yuji continues to be an artist that has a major hit in his locker pretty much every year. You may not always see him coming, but he knows how to make music that sticks, and his experimental nature means he also has one of the most diverse fan bases where Afrobeats in general is concerned. Home and away, diaspora, Ghana, whatever. The Home Run EP is definitely worth the 4-point play, and interesting title considering he released an EP titled 4-play just last year. Hope you got that. Listen to Home Run EP by Yuji across all streaming platforms and you won't be disappointed. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.